Welcome to the Vikings and Valkyries podcast. Vikings, their history and their mythology have been capturing the minds and interests of audiences. For centuries, they can be found in TV, cinema, in games, anime and so much more. My name is Becky Hill, otherwise known as Soul Chaser Becky online, and I am going to be your guide of stories on this journey between pages, time and space. I wish to offer my experience as an avid reader of more than 100 Norse-themed books to those who, like me when my passion first began, simply want more, or more precisely, to know more about what we encounter in popular culture. To know more about the history, the battles, the sea voyages, the poets and warriors, the kings and queens, the men and, of course, women who lived through so many dramatic centuries of migration and invasion, whose impact and legacy spans much of the known world, from North America in the west and as far as Istanbul and maybe further in the east. To know more about the gods, the giants, the dwarves, the elves, the thing about Loki and a horse, how the gods rose to glory and how they fall in ruins, the realm of Hel, Muspelheim and Niflheim, and not forgetting the Valkyries, female beings, neither divine nor spirit, that traverse between humanity and Asgard, between life and death itself. So let us embark upon a literary journey to explore the nine realms of the Norse gods, or experience moments of Viking Age history, all through the time-travelling, realm-crossing magic of books, in the genres of Viking Age historical fiction and Norse fantasy. As this is the first episode in a series I'm hoping to eventually bring to the internet, it seems sensible to focus on beginnings. Where should you start? Which book by which authors make for a good foundation in these two parallel genres? My personal voyage began just over 20 years ago. I discovered a book, not in a bookshop, but advertised on TV in between episodes of a historical documentary series. This TV series was called The Blood of the Vikings, for you see, I personally was interested in Vikings from my GCSE years, but had yet to make the discovery of them beyond TV as a medium. The book was titled The Last Kingdom, and it is written by Bernard Cornwell. This book was my initiation, a deep dive into Viking Age history, Norse culture, Norse mythology, and so much more. The blurb reads as follows, to give you a flavour. This is the story of the making of England in the 9th and 10th centuries, the years in which King Alfred the Great, his son and grandson, defeated the Danish Vikings, who had invaded and occupied three of England's four kingdoms. The story is seen through the eyes of Uhtred, a disposed nobleman who was captured as a child by the Danes and then raised by them, so that by the time the Northmen begin their assault on Wessex, Alfred's kingdom and the last territory in English hands, Uhtred almost thinks of himself as a Dane. He certainly has no love for Alfred, whom he considers a pious weakling and no match for Viking savagery. Yet when Alfred unexpectedly defeats the Danes, and the Danes themselves turn on Uhtred, he is finally forced to choose sides. By now he's a young man in love, trained to fight and ready to take his place in the dreaded Shield Wall. Above all that, he wishes to recover his father's land, the enchanting fort of Bebbanburg by the wild North Sea. This thrilling adventure, based on existing records of Bernard Cornwell's own ancestors, depicts a time when law and order were ripped violently apart by a pagan assault on Christian England, an assault that came very close to destroying England. So, if you are tempted and feeling bold and brave, then this series is a great first one to try in the genre of Viking Age historical fiction. It is deeply immersive as a first-person narrative, and rich in detail. Literally every word, sentence, paragraph, and page makes an impression on the mind. primarily because the choice to have a main protagonist become a bridge, if not a mirror, between the Vikings and the Anglo-Saxons, through so many wars, battles, victories and failures, inhabiting a truly dynamic landscape of change is a genius technique to engage readers of all ages and backgrounds. Other Viking Age historical fiction titles and authors I would recommend are Raven Blood Eye, a trilogy by Giles Christian. Follow the life-changing adventures of Osric, a young Saxon boy with a blood-red eye, who gets entangled in the fortunes of a Norse crew when he decides to stop the local priest from poisoning their leader, Jarl Sigurd the Lucky. Giles genuinely writes as good as Bernard Cornwell, for action-driven, engaging storylines and characters that feel more real than cliché or stereotype. His follow-up sequel trilogy, starting with God of Vengeance, which chronicles the epic drama of young Sigurd the Lucky's early life, is a testament to his astounding talent and passion for the history and genre. Another recommendation is Viking Fire by Justin Hill. This is a tale about Harald Hardrada, but not the one you think you already know. This is the story of the man before he became king. How at the age of 15 he escaped the ill-fated battle of his older brother Olaf, fled to his uncle in Russia, and found fame, fortune and glory leading the Varangian guards under several emperors and an empress at Miklagard, modern-day Istanbul in the Mediterranean. This is a narrative telling, but so much of it is based on facts. Facts that too many of us don't know about the famous Norwegian king who died on English soil. It is gripping and evocative and a real page-turner and eye-opener to how and why Harald would become known as Hard Ruler. What of the old stories of old gods that are still active in modern imaginations? And I'm not looking at you, Marvel. My first encounter of Norse fantasy was equally as random as with historical fiction. I wasn't looking particularly hard and just happened upon the book Iceland by Betsy Tobin and became curious about it, not because of the blurb, which I will indulge you with shortly, but because the cover had a most eye-catching design. It is reminiscent of the gelling art style found in old churches in Norway. The blurb to Iceland reads as follows. Iceland, AD 1000. Freya knows that her people are doomed. Warned by the fates of an impending disaster, she must embark on a journey to find a magnificent gold necklace, one said to possess the power to alter the course of history. But even as Freya travels deep into the mountains of Iceland, the country is on the brink of war. The new world order of Christianity is threatening the old ways of Iceland's people. And tangled amidst it all are two star-crossed lovers, who destiny draws them together, even as their families are determined to tear them apart. Infused with rich history and mythology of Iceland, Betsy Tobin's sweeping novel is an epic adventure of forbidden love, lust, jealousy, faith, and magical wonder, set under the shadow of a smouldering volcano. It is set on the nation of Iceland at a point in time where Christianity was becoming more dominant and practiced within traditional communities. In fact, the population of Iceland mainly came from Norway because of the ruling class enforcing Christianity upon them. But you cannot outrun change, and rather aptly, this book is about that. Change in terms of the goddess Freya, realising the god's final doom in Ragnarok. Betsy Tobin has rearranged the legend of the Brisingamen necklace to be part of Freya's efforts to stop Ragnarok. Alongside Freya's story, set within the same landscape, is the more relatable story of a young Icelandic woman and man who both want to be together, yet cultural practices of family honour, hierarchy and social judgment prevent them from being so. Amidst all these troubles and challenges, the land itself is undergoing change, which will emerge in fire and ash, affecting both the mortals and the divine. This book was very evocative in its descriptions of the landscape. It really made the terrain a character, suitably reflecting the situation or emotions of the characters in each scene. The other reason this book left such an impression on me was that it was such a refreshing change to experience Norse mythology from a female goddess perspective, and not Odin, Thor or Loki. So, for those wanting more of the myths and the gods, and set in a land that you wouldn't often think of in terms of Vikings, I do strongly recommend beginning with Iceland by Betsy Tobin. Other Norse fantasy titles and authors I would recommend are The Gospel of Loki by Joanne Harris. This is a retelling of the rise and fall of the gods, their endless feuds with giants, the clever craftsmanship of dwarves, and more, all uniquely experienced through the eyes, ears, words, and of course motives of one Loki, god of mischief, mayhem, and shapeshifting. Joanne Harris, for me personally, is a queen of Norse mythology. She knows the legends passionately from a young age, and in this book, she has reframed them from the point of view of the outsider, Loki, and set the stories up in her own unique universe, which gives the twists and turns of these myths new energy and life for a modern audience. The Goddess of Nothing at All by Kat Rector is another recommendation. Everyone knows of Loki, but very few know of Loki's lawfully wedded wife, called Sigyn. This is her story, and in some ways Loki's and their sons, for their fates, lives and existence are all entwined in the love, and at times hate, between a goddess of nothing and a trickster god. Kat Rector has shone a dazzling light upon one of the most forgotten characters in the entire pantheon, Sigyn, Loki's rather unfortunate wife. Set in a remarkable universe of nine realms, embracing the past and the present, Kat explores their fierce love in the face of distrust and prejudice, and the extreme tension, heartbreak, and deep struggle to keep intact a relationship which is being savagely pulled apart from an unwelcoming society, unsupportive family, and how it explodes from within as consequences of such pressures. I hope I haven't bored you on your first voyage across the pages of these two fascinating and exciting genres, enabling us to walk in the footsteps of Vikings or discover faraway realms. I intend to create further episodes exploring the multiple aspects of Norse fantasy and aspects of Viking Age historical fiction, and showcase titles suitable for children, teenagers and adults. I also wish to create episodes reviewing and showing my recommended non-fiction reads to help you learn and better distinguish the fact from the fantasy on both Viking Age history and the original sources and adaptations of Norse mythology. You can read reviews of all the books I have recommended on my book blog at Becky Bookworm. The latter is spelt the old way of wyrm.blogspot.com. That's Becky Bookworm. blogspot.com. You can find future episodes of this podcast on my YouTube channel. Simply search Soul Chaser Becky, all one word as the channel handle, where you can also follow my growing series Valhalla Conversations, where I chat and interview with Norse creatives, from authors to historians and academics, on Norse history and mythology in popular culture and modern mediums. You can follow me on Instagram and Threads with the same handle name at Soul Chaser Becky. Thank you so much for listening to my debut podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it, learned something new, and broadened your literary horizons across time and indeed the nine realms. Until next time, happy reading.